In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Where is God in all this? It's not a question we find ourselves asking when things are going well. It's a question we find ourselves asking when things aren't going well, when troubles have gone up over our heads. Where is God? King David's pen is mightier than his sword, for he cuts right to the heart of it. Now in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be shaken. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face, and I was troubled. In other words, this is David's confession. As long as the blessings were flowing and life was good, my faith was unshakable and strong. The second the blessings dried up and life wasn't so good, my faith withered to despair. In my prosperity, I said, I shall never be shaken. You hid your face, and I was troubled. You see, our fervent love for God isn't always fervent love for God. It's more like fervent love for what God does for me. The second he stops doing what I want him to do, my unshakable love for him is shaken to its very core. David's words cut to the heart because what each heart really wants is a God who is there for me when I want him, how I want him. A God who listens carefully, follows directions, and generally does what I think a loving God should do. The problem with all of this is that God misbehaves. In fact, he's notorious for that sort of thing. He disobeys us. He will not be the God we want him to be, but he will be the God that we need him to be. Troubles gather around us, begin to go up over our heads. We cry out, but God hides his face. And in that moment, our faith in him that once seemed so unshakable is shaken, is shattered, is shown to be no great faith at all. Our love for him that once seemed so fervent and genuine evaporates as if it was never even there. By hiding his face from us, God exposes our idolatry. It's like this: as long as your face is shining upon me, Lord, as long as your blessings are flowing, Lord, I am all yours. But you hid your face, and now I am troubled to the depths of my soul. Our Lord Jesus has come to bear our sin. And what things come to mind when you hear that S word? What do you count as your sin? The lies you've told to hide even darker things? The evil words you've said about others as you laugh behind their backs? The greed and envy in you that cause you to despise others and always want more? The filthy thoughts you indulge, or the scandalously evil things you've done? Yes, all of these are sins that Jesus bears and are sins for which he dies. But Jesus is also crucified for your faith, for your love, and for all the things in you that you would count to be righteous. Because all God really has to do is hide his face, and our faith, our love, our righteousness proves to be nothing more than filthy rags. Jesus is not crucified only for the bad in you. Jesus is crucified also for the good in you. He isn't crucified for you, this part of you, that part of you. He's crucified for all of you. If salvation depended upon the strength of our faith or the genuineness of our love, the gates of heaven would be slammed shut in our face. salvation does depend on the strength of faith and the genuineness of love, but not ours, Christ's. God hides his face from me. My faith, my hope, my love show themselves to be crap, scubalon, excrement, St. Paul's word, not mine. But when God hid his face from Jesus, when God forsook Jesus in a way that none of us can fully comprehend, even then, Jesus' faith did not waver. His love for God did not run cold, not even a little bit. He rightly said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And to that same God, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. For our sins, God justly forsook Jesus, but Jesus, in perfect faith, did not forsake God. We are faithless, the scriptures say, but Jesus is faithful. And there is our salvation. There is our righteousness. His faithfulness, not ours. And because of his faithfulness, because he saw it through, you are forgiven. You have the fullness of God's joy. You are forgiven. Not just part of you, all of you. Your whole person is declared righteous by God. Not because of your faithfulness or your love or your progress in sanctification, not because of anything in you, but only because of what God has done outside of you in his Son. You are righteous only because of Jesus' shed precious blood. It is enough, and it is more than enough. Luke records a strange thing about those disciples that journeyed to Emmaus on Easter Sunday. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. In other words, Jesus hid his face from them, and they were troubled. They didn't know what to make of the crucifixion. They didn't know what to make of the new claims that came that very morning that their master had risen. The past 3 days, God had hidden his face, and they were troubled to the very depths of their soul. Jesus then says to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself, specifically that he had to suffer and die. Later, as he sat at table with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized that it was Jesus, their risen Lord. And no sooner than they recognized him, he vanished from their sight. Where is God? It's not a question we ask when things are going well and faith is strong. It's a question we ask when trouble has gone over our heads and faith is weak. It's a question we ask when we, like those disciples on the road to Emmaus, can't make sense of everything that's going on. Where is God? Jesus opened to them the scriptures and preached to them his crucifixion. Then he made himself known to them in the breaking of the bread. Where is God? When the cross of Jesus is preached into your ears, you have not only God, but the fullness of his fatherly love and the fullness of his tender compassion. In the midst of anything that you are going through, the cross shows that nothing in all creation, there is nothing you can go through that separates you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. That even these present sufferings are not worthy to be compared to the glory that is to be revealed. Where is God? If this doesn't fill you with joy, if this doesn't kindle a spark in your heart, then you're dead. Where is God? Our Lord Jesus himself is here this morning, and he reveals himself to you in the breaking of the bread. Bread that is his body, wine that is his blood, given and shed for you for your forgiveness. So that you know with certainty, no matter what comes, he is with you always, even to the end of the age. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.